Well, this has been your lovely boy, DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle, with DJ Oh Sweet Jesus, DJ Mallard, and
DJ Juju Gold mixing milk.
Oh, DJ Juju Gold mixing milk.
Peace out. I hope you have a wholesome Tuesday evening.
I'm
going to
close the show out.
Have a nice Wednesday.
You
want to
play one public service announcement?
Oh, we already did.
You want to play one more, and it is...
There's no rules. Like, that's only one per show.
You can have as many if you
show. I don't want to play another PSA.
We need to tell the people that heroin is bad.
I want to play a song that someone sent to me through Instagram that I actually thought was like a kind of a that was kind of a kind of fire beat. His DJ name is Yoshi. He's from Boston. He's pretty good. And I'm going to play his song to close out the show.
Is he freestyling over Devil in a New Dress?
He is not freestyling over Devil in a New Dress. It was self-produced, actually.
This might be actually better than that, then, so...
The 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tuss Freeform Radio. There you go.
Campaign.
150 bottles, but I don't drink champagne. Yeah, 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 that way. Money way, bitch, that's the only way. Get up your ass and hustle. Now that I fixed with muscle. Niggas, they running for cover. I'm fucking your bitch on the covers. I'm the definition of a hustler. I was drinking so hard, got busted. Them little model bitches ain't nothing. I was hustling so hard, my wrist they busted. Get up your ass and hustle. Now that I fixed with muscle. Niggas, they running for cover. I'm fucking your bitch on the covers. I'm the definition of a hustler. I was drinking so hard, got busted. Them little model bitches ain't nothing. I was up so hard, my wrist they busted.
Hey guys, welcome to Clout Radio with your host Jack on WMFO Medford. I'm really excited today to bring you an exclusive interview with Taj Keaton. I talked to him last week. He's from my hometown, Atlanta, Georgia, and we had a good time talking about his music and his life. And I can't wait to share with you all. I'm going to split the interview up into three sections for the show, so make sure you listen to the whole thing. And before we get into that, well, we'll start it off with some music.
I'ma squeeze. Bad companies, bad for your company. Bad companies, bad for your company.
Mag in the ski mask in case you come for me. Got the mag in the ski mask in case you come for me. When I say I got beef, they don't want no beef. When they say they got beef, they don't wanna eat. If you said they want smoke, they don't want no steam. She put a beat on a T. Had a bachelor's degree, PhD while selling speed. Fix the face and fix the weed. Now working on the self esteem. Hit a block, yo, this flop. Nigga, where you at? Pin the drop. My new map location be the flop. On the app.
Money and company. Nah, nah, bad bitches. I don't need no the company.
You can't hang, baby. Hang, we baby. Don't want you around here. Ice on my neck cool. And it's froze. Santa's reindeer. You got bad bitches, hella hoes. It's the same here. Bad company, little bro. You can't hang bro. Here. Getting money, so money. The bottles keep on coming.
Keep on
phone ringing, so you know the trap jumping. That nigga looking at me, he owe me some money.
I need that.
Hit him with the tummy. Now that nigga crumping. Why these niggas playing games? They don't want no problems with me. My shooters got good. I know I brought some shotters with me. Might not hit a bad stop. They say that someone top was missing. Them niggas were opposition.
They move wrong.
So I shot them bitches.
Dark shades, too much smoke. I could barely see the fumes. Acting brand new like I don't see it when I do. Who them folks? Who want smoke? You too close. Give me room, phony folks. Play it close, do the most, don't they? Bad company, that's bad for your company. Bad company, that's bad for your company. Bad health disease, now you in a ton of beef. Black mag tucked underneath my new blue dungarees. Flintstone bust down, color Maricami. Fruity pepper bezel, well, my Betty, Fred, and Barney. Bad bitch from out of town, I think she model Abercrombie. Risk game, lucky chummy, told my jeweler leprechaun. I'ma come clean, I got hella beef. Paranoia got me rolling on my sleeves. Okay, niggas hating cause I'm up and up the fees. Whole team got beats on they T's all day. I got so much beef, I could barely sleep. Paranoia got me losing on my Z's all day. Good Lord, mama praying on the knees all day. If you still frightened when I upped it, I'ma squeeze.
I'm above average.
Hey, here's the first part of the interview. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Yo, what's up, Jack?
Hey,
happy.
nice to hear you. We're gonna have to get into the interview right now, but
Oh, okay.
But it's nice. Fine. Nice talking to you. Do you like the show? Are you enjoying it so far?
Be nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, you.
All right, man. We'll take the interview then.
Of course, yeah.
All right. Talk to you later then.
Yeah, I'm with Taj in the studio, up and coming artist in Atlanta. You can check him out on SoundCloud at Taj. How are you doing today, Taj?
I'm doing good. I'm tired. Not really. I'm lit.
Yeah, of course. Always lit. So Taj, I'm gonna ask you about your music and kind of get to know you better.
All right.
So, to start off, who are you listening to nowadays? Like, what are your favorite artists? What's on your SoundCloud and Spotify playlists?
A lot of Travis Scott. I listen to Travis Scott every freaking day. Kanye West. Vic Mensa. Who else? Tyler, the Creator, of course. Kendrick. Those are pretty relevant. A lot of Rocky, for real. I listen to a lot of people. And for, like, bands and stuff, I listen to Paramore, freaking Nirvana, Oh, I just got into this band called Cherry Glazer. It's like a lesbian band. It's
possible. Alternative?
It's like punk rock.
Punk rock. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Awesome. Out of these people, who do you feel has influenced your music the most? Yeah.
Ooh, that's hard. Tyler has a lot, just kind of with him being free about things in his music, just kind of not caring about what he says and being 100% himself. And Kanye, as far as like how to organize a song with choruses, verses, and hooks mm-hmm. and whatnot. And Travis, the way he could change the mood on the song and the way he could put emotion on the song, even with the amount of auto-tune he has, he could just give you a certain feeling in his music. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely get the vibe of those artists in your music, especially yeah. Tyler. Do you know who Merlin is from Brockhampton?
Yeah.
You familiar? I don't know. I get a similar vibe from your music then. And him, just his energy and...
I get some weird comparisons yeah. sometimes. I've gotten Tyler a lot. I've gotten Logic one time, which I absolutely don't get. I've gotten... There's somebody else. I've gotten Warhol, the rapper Warhol. Uh-huh.
Amir's stepbrother.
Amir's stepbrother, yeah.
What do you feel makes you you, you know? What about your music do you feel is unique? And what makes Tosh Tosh?
Well, a lot of rap nowadays, especially from people my age, is like rappers, they pretty much sound the same, but it's like lit, so people like it.
Yeah.
With me, I'm trying not to curse. My stuff is lit, but it's like, it has meaning to it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm actually saying stuff in it. And I try my best to be 100% myself and just... kind of talk my shit. Talk my stuff.
That's all good.
And I got kind of like a cockiness to it that nobody can really take from me in my music. So, and I try to keep the instrumentals as new as possible. I don't like instrumentals that sound alike, because a lot of people like to have Drake beats and like a lot of these Lil Uzi beats. And mm-hmm. I like to keep mine fresh and simple.
Do you sample stuff often?
We sample sometimes. I don't really produce a lot of my own stuff. I produce for like other people to rap on. And, right. But if I sample, I sample like Stevie Wonder, James Brown, freaking, what's that one video? I forgot. It's this weird sample. I made a beat too, but, I just go for old music. My aunt, when she passed, I got a lot of her records. And her vinyls and stuff, so I've been learning a lot with that and sampling. So yeah, I'm just getting better at making beats, and the samples help a lot.
I know music and music video production is a big passion of yours. What where do you want to take these dreams and aspirations, or like what's next for you?
Well, recently, after the F. Taj video, people were like, "You came up with this idea," and I was like, "Yeah," and they're like, "No way." And I was like, yeah, that's 100% my idea. Of course, I had help from my director, Austin Minato, and my boy Cam. And they took the idea, and we talked about what was possible and what wasn't. Like, me jumping off a building and stuff just wasn't possible. Mm-hmm. So they helped me kind of make it, like, simplify it. But I've gotten offers to do a lot of music video directing and since that video. And me and Austin are going to team up and just get what we can out of that and just help people as creatively as possible. Because, I mean, the best thing you could do as a creative is share your creativity. So, yeah.
That's tight. By the way, guys, Taj did get run over by a car.
I did.
The video. That was...
A lot of people freak out about that. But I... Should I give out the secret?
I don't know, man.
Since this is an exclusive interview, I'll give out the secret. So a lot of people think the car really went over me, and my dad called me as soon as he saw the video. He's like, "Boy, what the hell?" He's like, "You risked your life for a music video?" He's like, "This ain't no real clout token game." And I was like, "Chill out, it didn't really happen." So what happened was, we did two clips. No, we did like two or three. And... the first clip was just me in the chair, and I kicked it and fell on the ground. The car didn't go over me. Then we did a second clip with a car just speeding in the same area. So with a little bit of freaking Adobe and stuff like that and effects, it just looked like the car went over me. Yeah. And it worked out really well because that's the part everybody talks about. So
yeah, it is a crazy part. You can check that out. It's Fuck Taj on YouTube.
Yeah, and there's another video we have coming that's 10 times better.
You plan to go to school to study art and music production? Or?
I'm trying to. It's more about the environment for me because a lot of stuff I can learn on my own. Like, mm-hmm. my mom, she was like, it's kind of a waste of time doing music school when you've been doing mixing, mastering, and stuff like that your whole life. So it's kind of pointless because you know more than the people that is in school for it. And so I want to go to school to learn something else. And I feel like it's for the stuff I really want to do creatively, it's better for me to learn on my own time because if you learn on your own, it's like you master it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for school, I'm thinking about doing music management in school. Because, you know, I don't want to be in a 360 deal and not know about it if something like that happens. So.
And that was the first part of the interview. So we're going to get back into some music and then get back to it. Also, free fall to call in again. Here's my boy Julian.
What's up, guys? This is a double inning back to back. I've been on the radio show for 1 hour and 20 minutes so far tonight. I'm happy to be with you. My name is DJ Juju Mixing Milk. I love to DJ, but this is not my show. This is Jack's show, so I'm gonna leave it to him.
Of course. Well, thanks for being on the show today. It's a really special show with the interview of Taj, and we'll get back to the music so we can hear more of the interview. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Clout Radio. This is there you go. And also, yeah, feel free to call in again, and I'd love to talk to whoever called earlier as well. This is some more Taj, by the way, Atlanta.
Ever Living in the phantom and you know I'm putting work in. Yeah, and you know I'm putting work. Still south side, nigga, if I'm going to the dirt. Hey, south side, right? I'm in my south side, right? South side, coming in my south side, right? South side, right? South side, right? South side, right? South side, south side, right? South side, south side, right? South side, south side,
myself and I can't find that. Yeah, guess I need my space, I know I'm signless. High I live persuading, high no faking, hope I find it. Have I live no faking, hope I make it, live it fine. Word to life, I'm gon' bar, yeah. Grind and stack it up, got to back it up, I'ma give it my all, yeah. Why you tryna front, I just wanna stunt. Run up on me, that's all, yeah. Run up on me, you wild, yeah. Run up on me, I'm on, yeah. I just want it all, yeah. Ball out, no tomorrow, yeah. Love it when she call, yeah. Whip the foreign car, yeah. Shining like a star, yeah. I've been grinding hard, yeah. Looking back, I'm far, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah. Life I live, it ain't simple. Shit sinful. Grinding hard till I'm back to start, bitch. I do this shit for my kinfolk. Penny scars to my life department. I'm smoking out though, I'm endo. Scope advance on my lens scope, but tell further than it's my mental. Police all in my rear view. Never switching up on my tempo. Niggas came to your friend though, but they probably switch when your ends go. Bitches all in my ear though, but I'ma pray to God that my sins go. Pack a gun for my mental. Well, them ties spin on that benzo. Put it black and wild, yeah. Thousand miles an hour, blooping to the sky. Shit is not on fire, yeah. Build it till it's top. I just wanna die. I would never fall, yeah. I was meant to ball, yeah. Part of who I are, yeah. I'ma get it all, yeah. Time to get and go, yeah. Tell me what you know, tell me how we go. I don't want your love, yeah. I don't want your love. I can tell you far, I done had enough, yeah. To live this life is tough, yeah. And I'ma stack it up, yeah. Like I ain't have enough, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want your love, yeah.
Like that's what you wanted to do, or you felt like you got the hang of things?
Let me think. Well, it's been like a couple weird situations go on that like kind of like told me I was meant to do this. First was a tweet from Mike Dean, who's a famous producer. He produces for Kanye, Travis. And I tweeted at him one day, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna work with you one day. And he tweeted me back. He was like, yeah, one day. And then he like DM'd me. He said, your music's actually cool. He was like, I thought you were gonna suck, and which was crazy. And what else? A lot of small rappers and stuff. Cosign from Mexico, Dro, who's a producer. He produces a lot of stuff for young bands. He's worked with Cardi. He did a lot of Cardi's old stuff. I mess with him. Trippy Red. He's listening to some of my stuff. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we know each other through mutual people, so.
All right.
Yeah.
That's real cool.
Oh, and shows. It's one show that kind of like set it off for me when I did this show at Buckhead Theater for this charity event for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And the way the crowd just moved with me and stuff was crazy. Like, I've never seen anything like that. It was amazing. And at that moment, like, I wanted to cry on stage because people were, like, going in. Like, it was, like, maybe, like, 70 or 80, like, white teenage girls. It was, like, a 70 to, like, 30 ratio of, like, white girls and dudes. And they were going crazy. Even when I threw water at their face, they were, like, enjoying it. But that kind of defined where I should go at that moment. That was crazy.
Yeah, it seems like you'd bring a unique energy to a stage.
Oh, man. I make music just for performances because I feel like if you're somebody like, I don't know, who's a Joey Badass? Joey Badass is a boom bap rapper, but like his energy is just crazy. And other boom bap rappers, they're going to stand on stage and walk around for an hour and you're going to be dull. But me, I like transition it. It goes like, I have an order. You go like hype, you go mid hype, then calm, hype, calm, finish with hype. Just to like, you gotta give certain energy and you gotta give people a break because nobody's gonna wanna jump the whole concert. So,
for real.
Yeah. I like making, my music has a lot of bass. And with the latest project I had, there's an error with that I'll explain. It had a lot of bass to it. And that was the biggest part of the project, just having bass, because my last project was more conscious.
Did you produce that part, or you just...
I did some of the production. I worked with, like, 12 different producers. Mm-hmm. But I just... Where I wanted bass, where I needed bass, I added it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of the producers, they give me beats, and their drums are just like... Ah. So I make them send me the beat and rip it apart. Then I take out the drums, keep their stuff, and add my own.
You know Cole Bennett? You follow his stuff?
Yo, Cole Bennett goes crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, I got followed by Six Dogs on Instagram freaking like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit him up and sent him music. And he said my stuff was cool. And I've hit up other people who said my stuff was cool. Freaking Wolf Tyler. And Cole Bennett just goes crazy, though.
Yeah.
His visuals, I don't know what that kid is on, but
really?
It's like acid or something. Like, oh, my God. If I need to get, like, him on the editing.
What was that one with the ski mask?
I know the song. No, it's on nighttime,
Catch
Me Outside. That video went crazy. That video's crazy. Oh, my God. If I could... Everybody who works with Cole Bennett, if you're little or big, like, the video's gonna go viral.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. If I could get Cole Bennett, it's
open. Oh, yeah.
Ayo, some friends. We'll do this shit in one take. Ayo,
that's Ayo, that fire shit, nigga.
Run it. Check my bankroll, Ayo, 400K for vehicle. Paint job look like ashy ankles on Django. Interior look mango. Shotgun grape, he look like mayo. Golden voice on payroll. Neck all gold like KO Corp. We aim at doors, get out the way, yo. Keep them bucks in banks like yayo. Swampy niggas out the bayou. Pockets flooded, y'all be dilute. Watered down, I'm Big Mac. I'm quarter pound, you chicken nugget. Fuck it, travel back Balenciaga. 30,000 just for luggage. Financial advisor buggin'. Flower boy is buzzing. Grammy nominated. Tell your cousin ain't nobody fucking with them.
Man, let it go. I cut off some friends. Where they go? I stick to the plan. That's the goal. Fuck these niggas, man, that's for sure.
Uno the shoe, red with the blue. Look like a flat, what the fuck it do? Guard be the set, no more F. Like Ron Artest, but you ain't for your neck. Give a fuck about you, all your respect. Yeah, that way, fuck your accolades. But I made the cut like a pack of blades. You could call me Brush, I've been making waves since Ashley Banks, cause I had a fade. But that's 92, I'm 91. Watch Riot in my blood, nigga, what's up? And that pussy pink like the drink in my cup. Lemonade, yes, Minute Maid. I've been getting paid, pockets gaining weight. Your bank statements on Mary Kate, but that's up to you.
Man, let it go.
These niggas,
man.
I cut off some friends, where they go? I stick to the plan, that's the goal.
Tell Tim Chalamet to come get at me. Skin glowing, clear acne. Diamond see-through so holographic. Red ones look like Aiden Mackett. Spent the narrow like taxi driver. Handmade is that thing with ties. But I rode the bike and Ville Tell behind me. And he got the cannon like he bagged Mariah. Yeah, we straight, but if you wrinkle up the situation, he will go grab the iron. And he do what I says like Simon. And my bitch mix like Jambalaya. Man, fuck with the fan, we in Japan. Bitch, you a bum, so you don't understand. Yeah, I cut off some friends, see where you been. Bitch, I'm in Bella, been looking for land. Need a spot in the hills, not the beast. Need a pool just to cool it, I do need the grass, not the sand. Got enough rocks, see, check my hand. And I got crack, watch how I talk. And it's still whooping, bitch, watch how I bark. While it's still tripping on shit that I bought. But I really do not care the cost, cause it covers up, but to cover the dot.
Let it go, I cut off some friends.
Thanks for listening to the show. This is Clout Radio with your host, Jack, on WMFO Medford. And right now, we're going to get back into the final section of Taj's interview. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure you follow Taj Keaton on SoundCloud, you know, Spotify. He's got some big stuff coming out, as you're going to hear in this next part. But without further ado, let's get into the interview. Thanks for listening. This is Clout Radio on WMFO Medford.
Oh my God, like 75 to 80% of it. Because right now, the thing is doing something, some just like doing some dumb shit and then releasing a song. Like, boonk.
Yeah.
People don't realize that that whole thing is like a huge facade.
Yeah.
That was just for him to get SoundCloud plays because he released a song like 6 months after he was really deep into it. And a lot of it is just like, being the coolest guy out, pretty much. But I mean, with SoundCloud, as long as you send it to the right people, like a lot of my songs, we don't have anything that's like super high, but they're relatively in the thousands. And luckily with my friends and stuff, I have some friends who are like good on Instagram and good with Instagram, good with publishing stuff. So I just send it to my friends and I'm like, yo, spread it. And they go crazy. And I don't like the word fans, but since the F Todd video came out, like, we've been getting contact from people all over the world, like Australia, like Israel. It's this one kid from Australia. I wish I knew his name. Freaking, but he goes crazy with the music. He hits me up all the time. He's like, yo, when you coming to Australia? I'm like, when you coming to America? Like, I'm... I can't
are
go to
you,
Australia.
You doing a tour to Australia soon?
I want to do a world tour, but I got to find somebody to tour with because I'm not trying to tour with three people. So after, I plan on doing A3C, the A3C festival this year here.
Okay.
But it's a lot of huge rappers on
there. There's like young bands in that? Or?
Yeah, I think he's on it this year. It's a couple crazy artists. It's like, I think Wiz is on it this year.
All right.
But I'll be doing that, and if I can find somebody to tour with there, I'll do it to open up. But Australia would be crazy. I'm doing one in Canada at the end of this year for this event, this clothing event. And if I could do a tour, that would be crazy.
Come to Medford or Boston.
If y'all want a concert, I will fly out there, I swear to God, if y'all need it.
Definitely.
And I'll rage out for Boston.
Definitely. We need something like that.
I need to come up there and give it some spark. We need to have a rage fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's my whole energy.
Before we close the show, what do you think is the best album of all time?
Oh, my God.
Just one last big question.
Oh, my God. Ah! Okay. Are we going... out of
everything.
Oh my God.
I know this is a big question, but like...
Yo, because there's so many genres and stuff. Okay. Let me look through my phone. Because... my favorite... Oh my God. I feel like I'm going to regret this. Can I give you like a top three or something?
Yeah, I was going to say top three. And it's a work in progress. You know, it doesn't have to be absolute, I guess.
Jeez. Because this is no specific order, but because The Internet by Childish Gambino, I think that's one of the greatest albums of all time.
I think Donald Glover is probably one of the most creative people of our generation.
One of the most talented people. Yeah. He does everything, but that's one of my favorite albums. It's so diverse. Freaking, oh my God. I'm gonna go Blonde by Frank Ocean. Mm, yeah. These are pretty recent albums, but if I had to go one more, I want to put Kanye up there so bad, because Kanye has some...
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Kanye album?
Yeezus, definitely. Mm-hmm. Either Yeezus or Twisted Fantasy, but nah, Yeezus does something different for me. Yeezus shifted the way I made music. But yeah, Yeezus. And a lot of people will bash me for that. They'll be like, what about College Dropout and freaking Graduation? And Graduation is right neck and neck with Yeezus, but at the moment I was in like eighth grade and Yeezus just like, I was just really getting into music and Yeezus shifted my whole mindset. I was like, I don't have to be fun no more. I could be angry and make music. But that's not in the top three. My third choice, it's either between Nirvana or Kanye. Because Nevermind by Nirvana, that goes crazy. Mm-hmm. And, jeez, this sucks. Oh, man, wait. My third is Fly or Die by N.E.R.D. Pharrell. And, because that was a vital part of my childhood. Like, I think I was 12 or 13, my mom found a stolen iPod in the airport, and I didn't have a MacBook or anything, and at the time you couldn't sync it with a Windows or anything, so I just had to go what was on there, and that album was on there, and it freaking changed my life, because it just talked, I feel like, oh my God, damn, no, because I just thought about Cuddy now.
Oh, okay, we can do top four.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon, yeah.
Oh my God, that album goes ridiculous.
Oh, for real. I have that shit on vinyl. I play it all the time.
I need that on vinyl. But Man on the Moon, Cuddy and Pharrell, they know exactly what they're talking about as far as kids and stuff. Like, they know, it feels like everything I go through, they say. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa. Like, these people got me out of situations where I thought I was gonna hurt myself and stuff like that. Like, when I was younger, I was like, man, for life type. Wow, I just cussed like three times in one sentence.
Make bleep it out or something.
And like when I wanted to give up in school and like stuff like that, it's like Cuddy, he said, his recent album, like last year I was going through it in school. I was like, oh my God, this is dumb. Mm-hmm. But what's the song with Willow Smith? Lost when I was young, been grooving to my own drum. Ain't that many teachers showed me my potential. Felt like a failure. Mama said you know better. That speaks exactly to what I was going through. And Cuddy, just the way he expresses himself, like he's not afraid to talk about his depression. Or like Pharrell, Cuddy's like the darkness, and he's like, he goes in deep, and he's like, yeah, this is what I went through. I went through that. I went through this. But you, and then Pharrell's the guy who's like, okay, yeah, you went through that, but this is how you get out of that. So those two just kind of... Mm-hmm. But, oh, my God. We're going top five.
Top five.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, that album, freaking... That's Kanye's, lyrically, his best album. And freaking... I got to add Coldplay on here. Coldplay has one of the greatest albums of all time, and I'm drawing a blank thinking of the name of it, but it's in my phone and I listen to it every day. Coldplay, freaking A Rush of Blood to the Head by Coldplay. That's the first album I remember listening to in life, ever. I remember sitting in the car with my mom listening to that, and my mom inspired a lot of my music taste, because she played mad rock music, and she was never afraid to be, like, super diverse and stuff. Like, the first albums I remember listening to was Lenny Kravitz's Greatest Hits, Coldplay, Rush of Blood to the Head, and, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's the album with the blue cover? And Snow Hail is on it. What's the name of that album? Oh, this one. Stadium Arcadium. Yeah. And that album, my mom, she played a lot of different stuff, and, like, she's probably the reason I make music right now, because just the different draws of inspiration. And me and her went through a lot of stuff, like, as far as, like, living situations and whatnot. And, like, my whole story is, like, majestic, mythical type, like we weren't supposed to get out of where we're at, mm-hmm. where we were at. So she inspired me a lot, and that just kind of inspired my energy. She's telling me her mistakes, and me learning from that, and me having mistakes, and she telling me to learn from that, and just the energy of where I came from and where I'm at now is just, like, ridiculous. And the people around me, shout out to Cam, shout out my girlfriend Kaylita, shout out my friends, shout out Jew, shout out Josh. I can't shout out everybody, shout out the whole Scam Gang. But my friends inspire a lot of my music too, and enemies too, because it's a lot of dumb people around that say they're your friends when you're around, but mm-hmm. do dumb shit behind your back. So it's just energy, man, that inspires me, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surround yourself with positive energy.
Yeah.
Stuff.
That's what I've been trying to do, but not even all positive energy.
I see.
Like, you gotta have, I'm not gonna say I like being angry, but, like, I feel like you need that sometimes. Yeah. I get the best music when I'm mad or sad or angry. But, like, even, I guess, even being in love, you make good music too. But, like, when you're angry, that music turns into something different. Like, mm-hmm. you say stuff you didn't even know you could think of. So, yeah.
Is that the kind of, when you make music, what kind of headspace do you like to be in? Just whatever you're feeling, you put it out there, just...
I mean, yeah, depending on how I feel, I look for, I'll hit up my producers. I might buy a beat off YouTube, I'm trying to see if it feels like my mood. Like, F. Todd's, like, I bought that beat off YouTube for, like, $60, $70. And I was sitting in, this is weird, but sometimes I sit in my bathroom just, like, chilling. Because it's a big speaker in my bathroom, and it's such a small space, and you hear everything. So I was sitting in there, and the beat played, and I was like, oh my God. And at the moment, a lot of people were, like, talking to me and being like, oh, you're, like, super immature, and, like, you need to grow up. And I was like, that's how you feel? And I was like, all right, this is how I feel in that song. And you hear me talk about how people talk about my immaturity and whatnot. And I just have fun with it. And that was kind of me being angry, but having fun with it. So, kind of embracing that child. But yeah, I like to, a lot of times I wake up and I'm like, all right, let me make a song. And I put on the same attire every time I go in my studio. I wear my Travis Scott hoodie, some sweatpants, and maybe a hat. And I go in my studio, turn the AC to cold, and I sit and make music.
Is making music kind of a way to escape or feel good for you? Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Music is the way out of everything for me. Music got me out of some crazy situations. Like, had this girl, like, was it a year and a half ago? Like, she cheated on me or whatever, and I was so sad. She met my mom and all of that. And, after we went to this concert, she just kind of dumped me, and I was like, oh, what? And she was with her mans on Snapchat and stuff, and I was like, yo, like, I'm finding out about this on Snapchat? What? I thought I was in love. And I made a song. I forgot what it was called, but I just completely ripped her shit on that song. Like, I destroyed her on that song.
Did you release it?
I did. It's somewhere on Spirilla. But a lot of music I make, I end up deleting off SoundCloud. And mm-hmm. I feel like SoundCloud is a refresher.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm going to put all of my music, all my projects. I have 3 projects. Mm-hmm. And that was, I'm not going to count Breakfast. Breakfast was dumb. I made that sophomore year with a rock band mic. I hated that project. But I have I'm Just Your Problem, which is still one of my favorite music that I've made to date. I spent so much time on that, and I made it in my grandma's closet. So, I'm Just Your Problem, A Cloudy Day with Cartoons, which is a mix. IJIP I consider an album, but they're really all mixtapes until I have a huge debut album. And I got the recent one, which is Total Effin' Darkness / St. Clairis. People are confused about the name, don't even worry about the name, which is... Some of my best songs ever are on that project, but I deleted it off SoundCloud after 2 weeks of it being on there.
Why'd you do that?
There's a lot of factors into it. I wanted it to be shorter. My whole goal before I made the project, I was like, let me make this short. All your albums are 20 songs. I wanted it to be like 13 songs, and I couldn't let some songs go, so it ended up being like 15. Some of the songs were extra rushed, and I was like, I didn't do any promo. I didn't have a promo team at the time, but like, just so happened, like a week and a half later, I got a promo team, and I'm like, oh, it's too late now. So, I'm gonna put it back up with the songs that are completely done, and I'm gonna add like two or three new songs on it. So I'll probably put it back out within the next week or two, making sure I'm completely comfortable with it. Make it 5 to 6 songs, not 13, because a lot of people's attention span is like way off, especially when every song's not hype. But I understand that it's all about me and my creativity, but like, it's also, I want to give people certain feelings too, so I just had to perfect it and stuff. But I'm still putting that out. It's going on iTunes, Spotify, all of that. Without my without this label situation I have going on, and then I'm releasing an EP either next month or the month after, either May or April. I'm releasing the Baptized in Fire EP, and that's gonna be my first label release. So
it's a Travis Scott inspired.
It's Travis and Cuddy inspired, but not even like the word Baptized in Fire. I first heard it 8 years ago in like a church, and Baptizing Fire, it's like, it means two things for me. First of all, it means being baptized directly from the Holy Spirit. So it's like being baptized, basically getting touched from God, kind of. So like a direct touch from God. And then also I feel like Baptizing Fire means like being like in a state of anger, like in rage, but like, I'm gonna give you the image I think of. When I think of Baptizing Fire, I think of a bunch of kids in a crowd, raging, moshing. And that's just, I feel like that's my baptism water, and they're all getting baptized by me type shit. That sounds dark. It's kind of funny though, but I'm not like way too deep into religion. But I definitely believe in a higher power, and I believe a lot of shit's for a reason and stuff. But, like, that's what Baptized Fire means to me. And then Cuddy's album came out, and I saw Baptized Fire on that, and I was I was like, damn.
Wow. And that's crazy.
I used to write the word, like, on my wall. My mom, she still hasn't found out about that. I used to write the word on my wall, like, at the bottom all the time. I was like, Baptized in Fire, like, it also takes part with my family thinking I'm the golden child, like, and thinking I have the hand of God on me, so I always kept that phrase with me, and I wrote it everywhere. Then that song popped up, and I was like, yo, this means something.
Yeah.
So I guess Baptized in Fire is just going to be, that's going to be the name of it, and it's going to sound like a bunch of different things, because it's only an EP, and it's a label release, so I'm trying to give them versatility. I'm probably gonna put my first rock song on there. You're gonna hear some boom bappy stuff, some rock stuff, some real rap stuff, and a lot of rage. Probably 6 to 7 songs. So yeah, just be on the lookout for that.
Sounds versatile, and
it's gonna be crazy.
Awesome project, man.
But this is gonna sound dumb, but just for the label, I'm putting one song that was on TFD on that, which is Who Dat, which I'm doing a video for, and that video is, we already have the idea. It's gonna be F Tides times
a million. Like, I'm doing a video for that, and that's going to be on the EP. Just as my, it's probably going to be a bonus track.
I can't wait for this new stuff.
I can't wait either. I'm trying to get features on it, but the features I want, I can't get it right now. I'm probably going to try to get Six Dogs on it for this one song called All Right, which is about drugs. And if I can get Trippy on it, which is highly unlikely, I don't know. I'll try. If I can get Trippy on it, I'll try.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
But he's real busy right now, and I'm trying to get it out in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It takes rappers sometimes years to send you back a verse. So I'll see if I can get him on it, and working on other features too. So my boy Josh, he's pretty much on every project I have except for TFD. So we're going to work again. We're like Chance and Vic.
That's awesome, man. Is there anything else you'd like to say to WMFO, the listeners, Boston area?
We got something else major coming soon. By the end of the year, we got some TV situations going on. All right. So catch your boy on TV real soon. So, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you keep an eye on Taj. He has some big stuff coming up, obviously.
Some crazy stuff.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
He's about to be big, for sure.
Appreciate that. That means a lot.
I really believe that, dude. But anyway, thanks for listening to the interview. We have to wrap things up. You're listening to WMFO Medford. And here we're going to play some of Taj's music.
Like, bitch, who they dressing like, bitch, said it won't.